There's still a detail to get done for high-speed rail in Illinois. That's coming up on the State Journal Register WUIS Business Report. I'm Bill Wheelhouse, joined by Tim Landis, business editor of the State Journal Register. And Tim, as we start to see the rail improvements and things taking effect between Alton and Joliet, there is something that's received a little publicity elsewhere that is going to be a part of this before we can see trains going faster.
And that's right, Bill. We've heard a lot about positive train control in the last few weeks because of the tragedy in Philadelphia, and at least what's the theory is that had this been in place, that accident might have been prevented. Well, it is to be a component of the high-speed rail improvements in Illinois, and basically what this is, it would automatically take over and slow down the trains in the event of excessive speed or some problem with the tracks. And under an agreement with the federal government for $1.1 billion toward construction, Illinois has to install this before they could actually begin that service, which is now scheduled for November between Joliet and Alton.
For those who have lived in the Springfield area for any length of time, you watch health and fitness clubs come and go and change names and the like. But there's an old stalwart that's been open since the early 1970s out on Chatham Road, and it's changing hands.
You could say a racket and fitness center could like claim to starting the fitness center craze in Springfield. It opened in 1971, although at the time the emphasis was on tennis, and it still is a big component of that fitness center there on Chatham Road. They've also added over the years an aqua center and a summer program. It had been on the market for a couple of years, didn't sell. And then in the past couple of weeks, the longtime tennis director there, Ross Graham, and his wife, Shelley, have purchased the business. They're planning some renovations in the next few months and some changes in the membership structure, no more enrollment fees, those types of things. And in the longer term, there's some land there now that is in this summer in soybeans. They have some plans for soccer fields there, although that particular schedule for construction has not been set.
There's an effort now on the part of a major farm organization to recruit veterans into agribusiness. Can you tell us what that's about?
Well, on Thursday in Bloomington, the Illinois Farm Bureau and the Illinois Department of Agriculture are co-hosting an event. It's called Homegrown by Heroes, and it's just what you said. It's an effort to get veterans, and there's several hundred thousand in Illinois, interested in agriculture, and not just in corn and soybean planting. They would be looking at things like farmers market, homegrown produce, those types of markets for veterans. And this is a kickoff event to a statewide program. And veterans who are interested could find information, by the way, on both at the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Illinois Farm Bureau website. They'll be doing some outreach programs and those types of things during the remainder of the year. This is built off of a program in Kentucky. And the idea is just to give veterans who unfortunately have come back and tend to have higher unemployment rates than the rest of the populace some options in agriculture.
Now, you mentioned, while it's not just corn and beans, it still sounds like a lot of it's focused on the production side, though.
It is, and this would be open to certainly the large grain farmers who may already be veterans, but they're looking at value-added products of fruits and vegetables. They're even encouraging cities that may have vacant land unused to perhaps donate that to veterans for community gardens, those types of things. And we should say this, the event on Thursday in Bloomington is open to veterans. There's no cost to them. So basically all they would have to do is go out and get this information. They would have to show proof that of military service, either active duty or retired, And as I say, they're going to be doing a series of special events over the next few months.
Tim Landis is business editor at the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.